Hello? This is Tom Salmino.
Yeah, there's a bunch of people on here. I guess we're still waiting for Bart and Mike, and then I don't know if Doug or...
I'm here. Bart's here.
Oh, Bart. Didn't hear you announce. All right.
I was in that first one.
Oh, that's why. Nobody heard you.
Ah.
The tree in the forest. So then, other than... Mike, are you on the phone?
I thought Mike had to be on it to host it.
Yeah. Right.
Mike.
There's Mike.
There's our fearless host.
Sorry, guys. I was having trouble. So anyway, good to join you.
We knew you were the host and you had to be there.
Yeah.
Yep, I am now.
Mike, anybody else coming? Doug or anybody? Or is it...
No.
Just you.
Not that I know of.
Okay.
Yep.
We don't know who in the world might be on this, but we need to take roll call when you call it to order.
Right. And
okay, well,
I don't know if you...
Before that, I will... Before we have a call to order, then, I'll just say if there's anybody that's unauthorized... On this call, the minutes are property of the Town of Berlin and the Public Building Commission. In the event that there is another authorized person or persons on the phone, please know that any reproduction, rebroadcast, or retransmission of this game, of this meeting, and the contents without the express written consent of the Town of Berlin and one of its duly authorized representatives is strictly prohibited. So you're all on.
All right, nice.
Not supposed to be here, you're warned.
Thank you.
Do you know how many people are on the call?
I have, right now, when I came in, there were seven.
There's seven?
There were seven when I came in, yes.
Jim, Tom Salmino, Don, Lisa, Mick, and myself, and Mike, that's eight.
Yep.
Seven without Mike. So there's eight people on the call.
Right. As far as we know.
Okay.
Perfect.
All right. So I guess since I'm still a vice chairman, I will call the meeting to order at 7:02. And we need the approval of minutes of March 12, 2020. I hear a motion?
Mr. President, I make a motion we approve the meeting minutes.
I missed the name.
Mick.
Thank you.
Barpove, a second.
Thank you.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Okay. Then it's passed.
Thank you.
An audience of citizens. Is there anybody else on the call? Speak up or forever hold your peace. Okay.
That settles that.
Right. The wash bag.
Yes.
What do you got?
This is Mike. This is Mike. At the last meeting, the PBC had instructed me and probably some guys on the highway to do some tours. At that point, COVID crashed in, so we didn't figure it was a good time to go touring around public works facilities. So what I've done is a little bit more research, identified about five or six places that they're actually public works facilities that have put wash bays in. Some are just basically pressure washer systems, some are drive-through. Most of them are a little longer. And, the proposed, I think it's around 50 feet that was in the statement of need. Some of them are 80, 82 feet, some are 60 feet. Some of them have used, one used an old storage bay, and that one's in New Milford, which is near me, and I'd like to take a look at when things calm down. Another is the inside of their highway garage, which they use, and I want to see what that looks like, because I don't think it's realistic, but we can always talk to the highway department about that. But as far as, and then the cost you've seen on that spreadsheet were about $150,000 for the automated drive-through system. So We still have more research to do. The next meeting, before the meeting, we'll probably have more information. I'm going to call some of these places, email them, and see what their experience has been and the cost, and if they would do anything different. But it's going to be more of a desktop review and kind of reaching out versus touring, unless COVID mysteriously disappears in the next, 3 weeks or so.
Okay. Any reason why we picked 52 feet, and can it be longer, or is it the site, or...
Yeah, it was, Doug was trying to work with the existing, that structure they have with the canvas covering. And right. There's a gas main, there's like a gas service at the front corner of the actual highway garage. He was trying to stay, I think both him and Jakunski were trying to stay away from that because that would require relocating, basically the gas lines and the meter. So I think they were trying to keep it as tight as they could to the existing steel frame structure without going to the front corner of the garage. Also, the 50 feet does allow about 10 feet in the front and back of the plow truck with the plow on. We measured it. So it was pretty much the minimum requirement that it came up with for a plow truck. A fire truck, forget it. You'd never fit it in there, as well as maybe some of the longer vehicles. But for the loader, for most of the parks and grounds equipment, all the pickup trucks, the police cars, and all the plow trucks, they'll all fit in there.
That seems the two cheaper versions that you had quotes for both said between 45, 50, 60 feet.
That's right.
Yeah. So it doesn't sound like we're far off.
No, and one of the reps actually said, he goes, they have, and that's one of the facilities I'd like to take a look at, or at least reach out to the guys who contracted it and helped put it together. It's a 45 facility, which is tighter than ours, or length, and he said it worked. But he's a sales rep, but he said it works great. You should go take a look at it. From what the reports he got back from the client were that it's working great, and it's in Connecticut. It's a public works facility, so that to me is one we definitely should see, or at least research pretty thoroughly.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm sorry I don't have more. I would have liked to have seen five or six of these places, but. Yeah, we're in strange times right now. Yeah.
Yep. Okay, anybody else have questions?
This is Bartolfi. Anybody screaming for any information yet, or we got time?
I haven't actually had any. I mean, right now, with the town hall, everything's split crews and everyone's working from home. The residents have been, and Lisa could tell you this, they've been remarkably quiet on certain issues, and this has not come up at all, actually, which is amazing to me, So I haven't received any pressure, if that's what you're asking.
Okay. Like, is this already budgeted for?
Yes. I actually checked with Kevin this today. He said they have about 400, actually gave an exact number. I think it was... $493,925, and that includes, I think they had $38,000 allotted for furthering the design with Jakunski and Humes or whoever, and that was, I think that was a quote that they gave for finishing the design and taking them all the way through bidding and construction administration, and this is not a real big job, so I can see why it's not a huge fee, so $4,300. So that's a total budget, and it is funded, and it is available.
Who asked that question, please?
Come on, what?
Thank you.
I got one more question, Mike.
Yep.
The power, how are we set up for power if we did go with the automated system, and how about water? I know they have water there already, right?
Yeah, they do, yeah. And I think we'd have to feed it out of the highway garage, and I'm not aware of any limitations, and I'm sure that Doug and the designers went through that because they have it in their budget. I haven't confirmed what the power requirements are for the automated system, but I have a feeling that could be readily available from the garage because they got a lot of stuff in that garage. I mean, they have, a lot of equipment and a lot of operational abilities in there. Voltage in there probably is okay, but that's something we can confirm, actually. Yeah, we probably should. Yeah.
Because we don't want to be buying a new switch gear.
Right. Gotcha.
All right. Anything else? Okay. Thanks, Mike.
Sure.
What? Anybody? All right. The senior center. I know last meeting we had... I'm sorry. I got the wrong thing. I'm on the elementary school. So the senior center. I won't steal Mike's thunder, but I signed the AIA document in case we approve it tonight. So it's already signed. We still should make sure that everybody's okay with the form of the document that was changed. And if there's anybody that has any other issues with it, let us know and we can talk about them now.
No, actually, Mike, you did a great job negotiating that. So, you and Jeff, thanks. That wasn't easy. So, you got a good contract signed.
Yeah, and I've learned a lot, especially from Jeff. So, I appreciate his help definitely.
Do you need a motion for the signature?
I just wanted to see if there was that. Oh, okay. Well, I wanted to make sure to let everyone know I signed it so that we could expedite things rather than wait and get shut out of being allowed to go to the town hall. I signed it quick and dropped it off to Mike today.
Yeah.
And
go ahead.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I have not issued anything or even let QA&M know that it has been executed on our side. And the final version would include all the attachments that are referenced in the actual contract, which is the RFP, the addenda, the insurance certificates, their fee schedules, and there's a few other things too. But that will be added on as exhibits before it goes back to them. But I have not transmitted anything to them or let them know that it's been executed.
This is Jim Ola. I just have, I think, one request before we send this off and finalize it, and I'm not sure. I guess, Mike, you'd be the one to talk to the town manager and bring it up at town council, but are we sure we should be proceeding with this at this time? Are we spinning our wheels with the, you know, the state of everything with the economy and this COVID and, you know, I just want to, it's our opportunity to stop this right here and not spend any money.
Yeah. As far as I know, no. As far as I know, it's still a go, but I will confirm with Arosh on Monday. And Kevin, also, when we were talking about the money, he didn't mention anything like, you know, you guys might want to hold off or a little hiatus. So as far as I know, it's still a go, but you're dead on. I should at least confirm with Arosh before we actually send this and start this ball really rolling.
And is this a grant we have for this?
Yes.
We probably want to make sure the grant is still available and not going to be pulled, right?
Yes, we will.
Yeah, that's all stuff that has to be decided. I agree with what you're saying, Jim, but as long as we can get it passed where we need to get it, that way we won't be holding this up. But it'll be executed, and now we will we will wait until I think we get further direction, because I agree there could be a lot of hand grenades on this that are realistic right now and can put this thing on the sideline for a while.
This is Tom.
But if they say go, then we're ready to go.
Hey, Tom?
Yeah.
This is Don. What I think we should do is, I guess the amount we're approving tonight would be, what, $206,250?
Actually, it's $345.
$345.
Yeah, the contract total is $300. Well, that includes going all the way through to the design build, you know, design development. So, phase one. Sorry, guys.
What I would recommend at this time is we approve the phase one work, and pending,
okay.
Pending proof of financing from the town. So they're like,
okay.
Tom said we could push for, if there's no financing, it's killed right there. So we could qualify it in our approval that the financing is not available or the grant's been pulled. It kills it right there.
Is okay,
that sounds good.
One or no?
How well,
that sounds good, Don.
Yeah, I like that also.
And we're only gonna approve phase one for now.
Right.
Okay.
How about Quisenberry? Will I be okay with that?
Oh yeah.
Oh it's, yeah. All right.
And I think that's fine.
You know, it's broken out into phases just so we could approve it. It's broken out into phases so we could approve by phase.
So. Right.
This is Bart. I got no problem with it, but what have they done so far for work out there? Because they obviously got a bill to us.
The invoice, you approved an invoice.
I'm sorry, go ahead, Lisa.
You approved an invoice already. We need to do that for the record anyway. But they itemized what they've done.
Well, this is Mike. I happen to know that he started reaching out to the senior center just before, I think he actually went and met with Tina, who runs the senior center, and also talked to, I think, Jen and about the community center as well. So I think he did some initial, before COVID really broke, he was reaching out and he was starting to set up meetings and getting some information, and then boom, and then he called me and said, I can't really, because they closed both, you know, so he couldn't do anything.
Right.
And no one, you know, the senior center, the senior citizens are at risk, so he was sort of, his outreach just ended there. So it was really the beginning stages of his, like, public outreach to the stakeholders.
Yeah, I think it was about $1,200, a little more.
Yep.
Something like that.
$1,250.
Okay.
$1,250 is stage one meetings is what he billed, 10%.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
That makes sense.
So he definitely proceeded at his own risk with that, right?
Yeah. Well, yes, he did. Well, we sent a notice of intent.
That's true.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, he did take... Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I guess I like Don's motion that he shouldn't proceed unless we have funding in place. He shouldn't go any further.
Okay.
Approve with...
Both on the town as well as the grant. So Lisa, right. Are you okay with the motion or you want Don to make one?
Well, it was my understanding to approve phase one.
Okay, well, you'll let Don make the motion and then we'll vote on it. How's that?
Thanks.
For the record.
So, I make a motion that we approve the phase one total of $207,500 pending town approval of financing.
What was that amount, $207,500?